Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 41 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 41 degrees.
November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie, mobile.
almost sound off frequency. Yeah, Jeff, you're not making a wallet.
Okay, how about now? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Audio seems to be okay, but that static, I'm not watching, but I'm assuming it's going in through the main receiver there. Static's still there. Audio volume could come up just a skosh, but you're copyable. You're on frequency.
All right, I got problems with the one receiver. Give me all sorts of grief. Every time I monkey with it, I think it's really off frequency. And I calibrated it with a resonance oscillator yesterday, and I think it's still off frequency. So just babbling, grumbling on this one receiver.
Yeah, that'll tend to get you frustrated.
This whole project's been an exercise in frustration. All right, anyhow, I need to get back to checking a couple of things out.
All righty, off the rock. Hope you get it sounding better. Keep it up, Samir.
Probably, yeah.
Did hear you on UHF, Wally. Keep it up, Samir.
Good morning, 0900 hours, sunny, 44 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny, 47 degrees.
Wally, did you adjust the squelch?
W-8-F-U.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny, 51 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. sunny. 54 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Sunny. 56 degrees.
ZHL monitoring.
KB8OOE.
Hey, what you doing, man?
Well, I just took the dogs out. I'm inside now. Not much yet. Ordering some scripts and then, I don't know. She got 3 days off, so I'm going to figure something out, even if it's wrong.
She got 3 more days off?
Yeah, she had to go back to 1 after she had 4. And she's going to be doing 1 in 4 days, so I should be getting here real soon.
Oh, I got that. Okay. I'm headed over to my guitar lessons.
Oh, yeah. Got the magic fingers. Head in there, get some training. That sounds like more fun than I'm having right now.
I just passed lesson 10.
Hey, I found some 20-foot fiberglass sucker pipes. They're 20-foot a segment, and they screw together. They're for drilling rigs. I was wondering if you might be interested in something like that. Put up a Omni over there in a barn.
Oh, okay.
Was that a yes or no?
All right, repeat it again.
20-foot sucker pipe. It's for doing rotary well drilling. They got fish on each end.
Yeah, I don't think I can use it for anything. I don't.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put two of them together here. That's 40 foot. That'll give me 40 foot up in the air, and I can put an Omni on it for 2 meters of 440. I just figured it'd be a cheap way to get it down there in the garage, and I look like nothing, the pipes sticking up in the air. They're fiberglass, the rotary rigs, they're all going.
Wow.
I think they're $10 or 20 bucks a pop.
Right. That power supply was sure nice, man. That's nice.
Yep. I've had probably half a dozen of them, all the way up to 50 amps. Yeah, I just figured it'd be a cheap way to get you in the off over the garage without buying, having to spend a couple hundred bucks for a tower. And it's fiberglass, and they're pretty sturdy. They're made for twisting an auger bit down a well pipe. But I don't know if they're still available. I thought I'd bring it up because I'm going to check on them. And I'd have to use my utility trailer. I think Carol, or Kyle, I'd have to use my utility trailer. It's got a rack on it to even get them. So I'll see. I'm going to see what they are, and then I'll probably get a couple for my house and a couple for up here. That way I don't have to spend the money and get any antenna tower. I got some stashed out of my dad's, and I got a 70-foot freestander out there to get to this place.
Well, send me what you're looking at, and then I'll let me think about it. I guess that's what I should say to you.
Right. The only other way, the only other easy way to get them home is string them up underneath the truck. I can do that, but I'd rather put them up in the air and put a red flag on the back of them. And I got probably
How long are they?
Hanging off each arm, but it'd be high enough up in the air. The only way they'd hit them without a bumper is if they had a flat nose like a 30 bread truck or something, then they could probably put them through a window. Otherwise, they're not going to be able to hit them. They hit me first.
How long are they?
They're 20 foot each. I don't know if they're still there or not, but it looked like he had a pile of them. They were drill rigs or rotary rigs.
They probably fit on my trailer.
Yeah, my utility is pretty lightweight, though. I can pull it with this little Blazer. I got to check on a set of pads for that Blazer, too. Man, I should just yank the ones off my blue Blazer and put it on hers. They're brand new. Only got about 300 miles on them. Anyways, they're glass, and they spin together. I don't know if you ever drilled any rotary wells with anybody, but they twist together. The couplings, they got threads on each end, and they're like a reinforced fiberglass, and it's hollow so you can pump the mud down the well and stick the sides with a bentonite with the clay.
Yeah, send me what you're looking at, and I'll look at it and see what I think.
Right. Cheaper than cheap, really. It's, I don't know. I'm going to look anyways, see if they're still there. And grab a couple of them, and that'll get me up in the air with something omnidirectional and 2 and 440, and then I'm looking at an antenna that's got the gain of a repeater that I can just run a up here, full-time dedicated to that, put it in that third room that we were in, and maybe run an inverted V off of that to the in the yard, because there's no power lines right there. That'll get me maybe a fan dipole or something even. But yeah, I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna look it up, and then I'll get back with you. I'll send you a text.
All right, KE8ZHL 73 clear.
73 KB8OE.
CMN1, KBSW.
What was that? I was on the phone with Paul.
You on CMN1.
I'm on the WA-19, 1667.
Can't understand you, you got a buzz in there. I said, Fred's calling you on CMN1, so there you go. Give me this, WR.
NAKPP.
You got different QSOs going here at the same time.
We apologize, gentlemen. We're not being rude. We're trying to fix the repeater. We have some problems with one of the other remote sites, so sorry about that. NAKPP.
Sean heard me, but again, Fred was calling him on CMN1, so we wanted that passed along. Okay, let us know here.
Okay, I'm going to drive up north, actually back to the office, and I'll try hitting it from there. At my house, it's hitting the Mount Clemens repeater, so we'll go from there. Okay, guys, you can have it back. We apologize. NAKPP.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 59 degrees.
This is KE8YGZ monitoring. Station monitoring, this is KE4ZYQ. Good afternoon. KE4ZYQ, this is KE8YGV, Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Golf Victor, and good afternoon to you. It's a beautiful day today.
The name here is Joe Juliet Oscar Echo in Clinton Township, KE4ZYQ. I'm doing my daily exercise here at home, doing some pedaling for lower extremities, my own personal therapy, physical therapy, so turned on the radio to monitor with an HT and a ladder line J-pole antenna hanging up, hopefully making the trip. Back to you.
Well, good for you, Joe, that you're doing the exercise to keep yourself going there, and that's terrific. I have twice a week go for a, it's like a physical therapy, but it's to exercise my lungs out, and but I do a lot of exercises as well throughout the week. I mean, as much as an old guy can do. But this is Russ here, and great to hear from you this afternoon.
Appreciate it, Russ, and I wish you the best. Comes with the therapy for respiratory. As you get older, some of us get all different things, and I used to treat people for multiple things working in healthcare myself. So now that I know what I know, I got to put it into practice on my own. Don't have to drive anywhere or do anything, just do it at home. Keep limber, flexible, and healthy and strong. That's the name of the game. Try to live as long as you can, right? Back to you.
Yeah, you're spot on, Joe. That's the trick, is keep healthy and enjoy the days you can, and absolutely. So, yeah, it's funny. I most of my life, I didn't visit a doctor, didn't really have a need to, and then all of a sudden lately I've had these issues popping up. So I just grateful that there's people that like yourself that have the knowledge and can help you navigate through this stuff and deal with it the best you can. So, so did you have a good holiday, Joe?
To answer your question, every day is a holiday to me. Any day we're on the top side of soil and healthy enough and can take nourishment and interact with people, I enjoy every day. Holidays are just added. And it titled, to answer your question. But I grew up as a young kid with asthma, so didn't self-induce it, wasn't promoted by anything I did. but some people are blessed with asthma. So when I grew up, I got immunity shots and grew out of it somewhat, had childhood asthma. So I really appreciated health and breathing in itself. So didn't want to add to any health issues, so I didn't take up a lot of bad habits my siblings or family did or anybody I knew. So that's maybe why I'm still existing. Knock on wood for now. Back to you.
Well, you're, I had a good friend of mine that had asthma. We grew up together, and now that I've had a few issues here and dealing with it, I realized what he must have been going through. He'd help me do my chores sometimes so we could get out and go. I grew up on the East Coast, so we used to go on the East Coast of the United States, so we used to go surfing. And I had the surfboards, and he didn't. So he said, hey, I told him I had to get everything done before we head out. He said, no, I'll help you. We'll go quicker. and then he'd get halfway through the chores, and if I was mowing the lawn or something, it seemed to affect him. And he'd have to stop, use his inhaler, and settle things down. But he was a champ. He kept going. So now I really understand and finally have some empathy for what he was going through. But you're right. I was fortunate. I had picked up a couple bad habits in the service, but I quit them very quickly in my early 20s. So I didn't continue smoking cigarettes and such. So I quit drinking beer and all that to the excess that I was. And I think it helped me greatly. So back to you, Joe. I hope I'm not interrupting your exercise there.
Okay, you force me like you know, and I long shot. That's why I hook up the radio when I'm doing this. It's lower extremity exercises, pedaling a bike, sit-down bike. So I'm sitting here pedaling and exercising while I can talk or listen or whatever. In QSL on the habits, bad habits and stuff, I grew up with a family. I was one of six kids. And the middle child that learned from the elders and didn't try to promote anything bad for the young ones. And fortunately enough, I'm surviving, knock on wood, from a higher power especially. But I have one brother left. All the other sisters and brothers passed away, and parents and grandparents. And so I guess I'm going to try to be the last man standing, as they said in the movie production of the show. I want to live as long as I can, enjoy what I can, till the time comes, the expiration date shows up. But, I didn't never smoke, never will. Didn't do a bunch of drugs. Do alcohol moderation, just social. Nothing extreme. Never got drunk and fallen down drunk or slurred. But alcohol in moderation can be helpful for a sedative, if you want to call it that. Back to you.
Yeah, I wasn't very good with alcohol. I guess guys used to tease me, because I wouldn't take me much. My brother-in-law used to tease me. He'd get a glass of, a beverage for somebody, a glass of wine or a beer or whatever it was, and he'd get a little tiny cup, and he'd put a little bit tiny in it, and he'd say, well, that's enough for us. So, for some reason, it really affected me. I could take a few drinks of wine, and I could, really, really feel the impact of it. That's one of the reasons I quit drinking. I thought, wait, if I get drinking too much, I might not remember what I was doing. So, but some people it doesn't affect them like that. But Joe, I appreciate you answering my call. I'm trying to do a few chores around here, and I just figured I'd listen to the radio, but I need both my hands on this next one. So this is KD8YGB, and I'm going to be clear for now, and all the best to you, Joe, 73.
And do me a favor, I've got a short memory sometimes being older, but I forgot your first name there, but once you say it, it's going to click, but for some reason, it didn't stick when I heard you say it. But anyhow, KE4ZYQ is going to be clear, but listen out.
Joe, this is Russ, R-U-S-S. And Again, a pleasure speaking with you. This is KE8YGB. Clear now.
Thanks, Russ. I appreciate that. I talked to you sometime a while back, maybe. That call sign and name sounds familiar, so. Yeah, well, do what you can. Take care of yourself. Live a happy life, and as long as you can, enjoy the day. We're going to get some warmer days, sunnier days. We're into spring, finally. Something that actually looks like spring, so there you go. And thanks for the QSO. I appreciate that. That's one reason I hook up the HT to the ladder line, J-pole antenna hanging from the ceiling, and sitting in my exercise room, and seeing the sunshine in the window, and talking to the good people. It makes for a good day. KE4ZYQ, going to be clear.
Sean out there, GYU. You sound like you're in a cavern. It's a big echo.
Yeah, Sean's working on the repeater, so it might be a bit. It's work in progress. He's got to change some settings, so that one sounds like it's got an echo in it. But he's working on it. Keep it up there.
Okay. Just checking. I didn't know if he knew that or not. It's loud, but it's definitely echo, or that effect. It sounds like he's got one switch in the wrong position. No big deal. NAGYU. 7-3s.
Yeah, KG4GYU.
Keep it up, Sylvia. Just be patient, please. Keep it up, Sylvia.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when the back monitoring, it gives a lot of echo and doesn't give a true representation of transmission and reception. Just an idea. KG4GYQ, stay out monitoring.
He's a pretty good RF guy, so he'll get it figured out. Just got to be patient. Keep it up, Sylvia.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly cloudy, 59 degrees.
You gotta go into Richmond and turn the GPS back on. Might have got turned off and turn it back on and save it.
Alright, well, maybe tomorrow.
For a second.
Alright.
Came it up, Sylvia.
Yeah, no kidding. definitely is a new experience. Makes you sound like one of them country singers.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's not likely to get better before tomorrow, so.
Oh, well.
Is it the repeater? Do I sound the same way, or is it something else?
It is one of the repeaters, the one that I'm on, when it's on Clemens. So, work in progress.
Okay, I understand. I am using the one in Guilford. The Tower of Power, I think they call it.
Yeah, installing a new voting system with voting receivers. Two receivers are on the line now, and it's not picking one. It's retransmitting both, so that's what we're hearing.
Yeah, it's definitely it's interesting. It sounds like you're transmitting twice almost at the same time. Hard to explain. Basically like reverb.
There you go. That's what it is. Put a reverb unit on it. It's like a mass headroom.
Yep. Get your guitar out and sing us a few songs from all the way from Mount Clemens.
Hey, and now if you're hearing the on both, that's pretty good because I'm quite a ways from the other receiver that you're likely that you're hearing on, so I'm all the way down here in Mount Clemens, and that means that that's what you're hearing. The other signal is in Richmond, and this is quite a ways north.
Now that one I didn't quite understand you too well. I think you said Riverdale. I'm not familiar with that one. But I got to run. I'm at my destination, sir. 73 to you. KC8, Delta Zulu.
All righty. Take care. Double UAW.
I got a jam. I think I doubled, so you got a traffic jam.
All right. Who's got M1 bridge to M2? Come on. Stop it.
Because Fred was trying to see if he could hear UHF. He doesn't have VHF in the truck, so that was intentional. To see if he could hear it, he's over, Lansing area.
So now we got Echo on top of Echo on top of Echo.
I want an Echo.
That was intentional. Fred was trying to even hear UHF because he doesn't have VHF on the truck.
Echo, Echo, Echo.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 61 degrees.
NABDF. KE8ZHL. Monitoring. KE8ZHL monitoring. Anyone out there? KE8ZHL 73 clear.
No copy whatsoever.
This is KEAPOM. River was just broadcasting. We were breaking up real bad. Couldn't understand almost anything. KEAPOM, over.
Yes, KC8VHA.
On other radio coverage yet, but I didn't catch what you were asking.
Joe, are you listening? Said YQ. Well, there you have it, Jeff.
Well, I just keep my comments to myself, I guess, Sean. So I don't get you in trouble. I can't believe Wally's not out here, though.
I think he tried calling on the bat phone, and I couldn't get to it in time.
All right, you guys sound good up here. And ABDS.
Hey, Fred. All of them need to be set to 2, right? Even the Mount Clemens receiver, right? All right, looks like we worked. Okay, let's work.
Cordell.
You're still voting Mount Clemens, but I saw it flicker over and vote Richmond and then vote back, and the echo's gone. So, all good. I found that switch.
Okay, give me a minute here. I got to grab some stuff for my trip tomorrow, and I'll get more to meet it on the phone.
Wally, could you turn your power down, or are you on a handout?
It doesn't matter. He's closer to Mount Clemens. He's just got a lower power, and he'll just even more so pull Mount Clemens. So. Okay, so just really take those ideas. What I can't do is log into Mount Clemens. As soon as I enter the password, hit enter, the session ends. Connection denied.
Somebody's probably lurking there. Probably still got his computer logged in lurking.
W8FU, KE4YQ.
No!
Let me see your, give me a 5 count, please. Yeah, Joe, give me a 5 count, please.
Yeah, I was wondering who you were talking to. I didn't want to interrupt if you're talking to somebody else. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is 25 watts.
Okay. you're obviously, for obvious reasons, selecting Mount Clemens, but you're hammering Richmond as well. Okay, and there's no more echo and no other issues, so very good.
I'm so proud of you, Sean. I've got a semi.
WCFSM.
Okay.
Odin. This is just King 4ZYQ at 5 watts.
And county line.
You were voted Richmond.
Okay, I'm top of the still voted Richmond. No, I'm on the square. I was on top of the bridge, so that I didn't back that way. So, okay, now I'm back at Richmond. Oh, it's it automatically. Cross through here and then NHPD.
Yeah, that was a good test. It was a bouncing back and forth. Except that static. I got to get that static out of the Mount Clemens receiver. That's the last thing after I get all these things online. But that aside, all good.
Yeah. I was in control for my vote. Oh, pick up phone. Okay, oh, I'm voting. Okay, there you go. We're getting closer. Have a cross street here in a second. So, oh, now it's almost gone. Okay, definitely. That's nice. Okay, there's so she's bobbing back and forth. I think you're right. I think you're going to do, I think at the moment, you're going to have to realign and or tuner, and then that receiver is going to do better there than that. 8 mile right now, Sean. County line. Wow.
Noticing a weird anomaly. It's a switching back and forth. You can hear it going bop, bop, bop. You can hear like a stutter as it's switching. So, not liking that. That could be a GPS timing thing. I'll have to investigate, or it could be there's some other settings that I have to get right.
You feel like talking on all corner. Girl, okay, now that shouldn't have done that. I'm pretty close by the golf course now, so I might need to do some tuning work or something, but I just know it just doesn't stop. I don't want to give any more advice on this thing, but it's just one complication after another after another. I'm in front of the golf course, crossroad, probably 29 miles. No, there's a sign. Cross to 29 mile county line.
You know if Tom has this one in his radio?
Yeah, I believe he does. He's got his Alenco with him.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see how far he or even Captain Don can carry out toward their homes.
Yeah, or where they carry. Okay, I can see the stoplight in town, so now it's 255, well, you see it, 255, 186. So it's definitely that. I just can't believe that Richmond, or I'm sorry, that Mount Clemens receiver has got that good of a sensitivity. Maybe it does.
Oh, it does. It works real good. You know, the problem is it has that static that I got to get out of there. But yeah, it's a pretty good receiver. Okay. Everything's next step.
Okay, I'm going to go up to the Kroger, turn around. I get tired of touching my phone, so I don't know what it says right now. But I'm sure it had to be voting all Richmond right now. So I'll have Tom call you on the FBI when it gets near. You can call him. If he doesn't answer an FBI, he always listens to 5-1. So it just depends where he's at. Okay, I am in town now, 31 mile and county line, so I am in town. I'm turning around.
Okay, I'm going to switch to RF here myself. And, here, hold on a sec. Okay, trying to overcome the static. Still in there. I'm running medium power from my house. Poking the Richmond. Not enough to vote, obviously. You'd never be that, but there.
Yeah, I should not have any problem right now. I'm at the Gratiot first light in town, getting ready to turn left to head south, so I'll buzz Gratiot down, see where she drops off at. Revote and see what we got going on here. Oh, yeah, see, 255, 254, one would think that that Mount Clemens should be down to about 100, 150, and definitely, you know, perfect signal on Richmond. Of course, I don't see why not, you know, so we definitely got Richmond covered nice.
Well, there's always a lot of tweaking when you're doing these things. So just one step at a time. You drive yourself insane otherwise. So got the plumbing in, so to speak. We'll work on the rest of that stuff later. All right, very good. Thanks for the test. I appreciate it.
Okay, I'll just throw my call out at different mile roads as I head back. So I'm voting green, and this would be the Gratiot test, and then I'll just turn left on 26 and head home. 73, thanks for all your work. NAKPP. Mile in Gratiot, southbound. Mile in Gratiot, southbound, 250. Definitely covers Gratiot better.
Okay, UC4ZYQ, question.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Sunny, 63 degrees.
28 mile in Gratiot. I'll get to your question in a second. I don't want to mess this test up. So, 28 Gratiot southbound. Richmond Lennox Fire Station. Gratiot southbound. Coming to New Haven. NAAPP. Like people voted Mount Clemens. Mile in Gratiot, NAKPP. And that's about it, Sean. Where's that like you, NAKPP? What's up?
Yeah, this is KE4ZYQ. I don't mean to interrupt you guys. I'm testing or redoing the repeater or whatever. I'm just curious. You say a Richmond repeater is linked in with Macomb or Mount Clemens. I just have no listing in repeater book unless it's new or just hadn't been entered. I'm just curious not to interrupt too much. KE4ZYQ.
It's directly receiver. Nothing different, no frequency or different, nothing is going to change. It's just strictly receiver that's going to report back to the big ship. It's for emergency reasons probably is the biggest thing. But yeah, it'll be, as far as phone damages are concerned, it just going to receive and the transmit site is still going to be where it is. There's actual cause of it. It's still like urine. That's at least the spot where I think it gets picking up too, but I can say for sure I'm not the T guy. I'm like the number seventh guy in the poll here for out of guys. So I'm helping out the T.
Yep, just know that. Well, I'll try to interrupt again. Thanks for the info. Okay, of course, thank you, Claire.
Okay. When it gets the way it's going to go, I'm sure Sean will make some sort of formal announcement. But right now, it's all a work in progress. And a KKPP. Have a good bye-bye.
Notice noticing an odd little sputter when you get, like, right between two of them and it can't decide. I think I got to adjust the dwell time so it doesn't go so quickly. Just a little sputter. And timing is not absolutely spot on, so there's just a little bit of a, you know, so kind of annoying. So another adjustment, I'm sure.
Okay. Also, do you know, something like when Joe talks, said like you, there's an echo gulp, sort of. I think he's hitting bubble. I think he's just in the perfect location to hit bubble.
You're on a funny location where it's actually affecting your intelligibility, so that's not good. I have to get in there and adjust the dwells, I think. But, so I didn't quite make that out, unfortunately.
It's tiny, whiny stuff. I'm at M29 and 26, getting ready to turn south, or whatever you want to call it, towards Baltimore or Washington Street. I'm at that intersection looking for the light.
All right. I appreciate the drive time. I've got to do some housekeeping here, so I'm going to try to log into to the receivers and monkey around with some dwell settings and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, New Haven Road and P6 is where I'm at. Now I'm heading towards your tower for professional hour. It's 94 and Washington Street. Whoa, look at that. Right by your road. Stop light when you get them. Joseph, get the DD 1-7. She's flipping 1-1-2-1-1-2. So that might be a good indication for voting between the two. But you don't want to get closer. Let's stop, St. Clair. Final pass, Washington, St. Clair Drive. Have a good evening. Talk to you later. Down on the radio.
Look at that, Mount Clemens only.
was UAW.
I'm probably not too prepared to do 5-1 driveway.
Yeah, quite a bit of noise.
But you're a long ways away, so.
All right.
Just as curious.
Well, I did not catch that last one. I'll catch it back over on the other. W8FQ.
Roger, Dodge. Oh, I was just trying 147-200. It's funny, I'm answering you. You're talking, you're like under not talking. This should be illegal. I am on, I'm not even registering on Richmond.
All right, I'll move over here just to be, so it doesn't sound like you're talking to nobody. Yeah, I saw that. Looks like you were all Clem. Huh. I think there's a little performance to be had out of the Richmond. He was thrown up there, and I may have to give it a visit. But I really want to get that static out of the Mount Clemens. That's really bugging me.
Yeah, and I expect not being able to hit Richmond. Dakota likes to do this. I was going to say, I'm on the first floor, so I was just seeing what the worst is.
I have a question.
Yes?
Why would it be illegal if you were on UHF and talking to somebody who was on DHF?
I think you said it should be, but it's not, though. Anyhow.
Well, I know it's illegal to talk from GRS to ham and back and forth, but yeah, shouldn't be over here, yeah. 14 birds.
Is Sean getting any idea?
Do I have what? I have ideas. I have all sorts of ideas.
I asked you what you thought that noise was. Do you got an idea?
Yeah, I think it's a descent. Well, I'm pretty sure. It sounds like descent to me.
It kind of changes over time.
I have not noticed changes. It's pretty consistent. So, I don't know. I can test it pretty easy, but it's on the list.
Yeah, I hope you find it. It is decent. I'm not convinced, but maybe. Hopefully your sake would be the easiest, I suppose.
Got to start somewhere, so that's where I'm starting.
Is that an MTR 2000 or an MTR 3000?
3K.
Gotcha. Keep it up to here. Did you unplug the Warren receiver at the shop, or what'd you do there? I see it went away.
No, I just pushed the GPS fix to get rid of the echo, and I don't think it's gonna pop back online until I. Well, I don't know. It's clearly got no GPS signal, so maybe if I go and receive, I really don't know. I don't know why it's there sometimes, why it's not, but I pushed the update to the GPS, and it just never came back, so.
Gotcha. Oh, you're making progress.
Have you remotely rebooted one of these RTCPMs? They come back online, right? Because I was going to just do that.
You can still log into it?
Uh-huh.
I hit a reboot on it. Oh, keep it up there.
Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 63 degrees. VHF hub, disconnected. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 62 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 58 degrees.
Calling the Lapeer County Net, KVATAR is not available this evening, and so we've been asked to get a volunteer to be the net control station. This is Larry, NADLJN. Would anybody like to be the net control station? Maybe somebody who needs to check that off their ARIES checklist. NADLJN. Well, either everybody's very bashful or nobody's listening. So, calling the Lapeer County Net. This net meets on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. except during the monthly club meeting, which is the second Tuesday of each month. The purpose of this net is to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to practice radio operation for ARIES net activations. Questions about amateur radio are always welcome. This is a directed net, and all licensed amateurs are encouraged to participate. This repeater is owned and operated by the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Association. The repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, W8YRC. Good evening, my name is Larry. My call sign is N8LJN. I guess I'll be your net control operator, but I'd really love it if somebody else would volunteer. We'll now begin check-ins at this time. Are there any emergency or priority check-ins for the net? Please call now. Any mobile or portable stations check-ins for the net? Please call now. Any stations with announcements for the net? Please call now. All right, we'll now be taking general check-ins for the net. General check-ins, please call now.
AE8IO.
AE8PHA, Dick.
All right, on the roster so far, we have AE8IO, Rob, and KCA-PHA, Dick. Are there any other check-ins? Please call now. Well, very well then. We'll do the usual two rounds of commentary, beginning with Rob. AE8IO, this is NADLJN. Go ahead with your comments.
NADLJN in the net, this is Rob, AE8IO. The nets have been a little slow lately due to our current predicament, but I decided to try a little something here with a little homemade Yagi that I had built several years ago, and I had actually built it for trying to dabble with the satellites, but I thought I'd just hook it up and see if I can reach Mayfield from here. Or Mayville. That's right, Mayville. So I'm just this little Yagi on my old Yaesu FT60. So I'm got about 5 watts on a little homemade Yagi. So hopefully everybody's hearing me good, better than on the duck. So I'll turn it back to Ned. This is E8IO.
Rock, you are loud and clear. Well, that little Yagi and the FT60 are working very well for you. Perfectly clear. Two times there was a little bit of a hiss coming in, but I don't know if that was moving around or whatever, but it did not impede your readability. It was perfect. Just very, very clear. Very well done, Rob. All right, next up is Dick, KCAPAK, NALJN. Go ahead, Dick.
Oh, good evening, both of you. thanks for doing the net. Everything's going fine here. I worked out in the yard today and tried to get little things cleaned up, and need a lot more cleaning up. You wouldn't think I picked up leaves last year, but I did. But when you kind of live in the woods, you know, you have that happen, and they blow in from elsewhere. So back to you, KC8VHA.
You know, Dick, I didn't think I had any trees of any significance, but they're all around the farm, and they seem to drop and blow, and I think they're all gone. And then, like you, this spring, I just can't understand where all these leaves are coming from. I know they're coming from the people across the street, but of course, those people behind me, maybe they're getting all my leaves too. Well, that is the way it is with yard work. I'm glad you got out and got a little exercise. I appreciate an update on the next round about your wife and how she is doing. I'd love to hear about that. All right. This is N8LJN. I'll just do chickens here, see if we've got any new chickens. We're at the bottom of the list. Any new chickens for the net? Please call now. Well, hearing none, I'll provide my commentary. Like you, Dick, I've been doing lots of yard work. We had a tree fall and that big windstorm that came through that got to repeater tower, and I've got it pretty much cut up, and I'm still hauling it. Got all the branches picked up so that we can mow the grass when it gets going, and we even tilled the garden very early for us, but Rose wanted to put in the potatoes and the onions, so she got that in. I'm a little nervous it's a little early, but the weather's been good, so we hope that will work. All right, so next up again, round two, Rob, AE8IO, N8LJN. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I've been... It might seem a little shaky, and that's because I'm kind of holding this Yagi with my hand. So yeah, if it's a little shaky, it's because I certainly couldn't do this very long. And it's starting to sprinkle out here at the moment. I stepped outside to do this, and thinking that getting my antenna outdoors would avoid some attenuation from the walls. So I'm going to be putting it back away before I get too wet. So 73, everyone. Good to hear we still have some repeater function out there. And we'll be talking to you next weekend, week Tuesday. 73 y'all, this is AE8IO, back to net control.
Well, thank you very much, Rob. I would love to see that Yagi, if you don't mind bringing it to the meeting. I need to build one myself. I'm trying to connect some friends on TMRS. And as you know, that's way up in UHF, and We've got to get some distance here, and so I'm going to be trying to build a Yagi. And so let you get out of the rain. And it is sprinkling a little bit over here in the east of Metamora as I walked out to the barn myself. Next up again, Dick, KCAVHA, NALJN. Go ahead, Dick.
Okay, as far as my wife goes, she's doing a little better. This last bout when she ended up with 8 days in the hospital here recently kind of set her back. She was doing real good until that ended up putting her back in the hospital after because of an infection. But she's doing better now. She's still walking with a walker, and she had given that up before. And so she's doing better. I'm talking from my truck. My homemade Yagi is pointing towards the repeater that tipped over. I tried to go out there and turn it with a pipe wrench, but I had trouble with the wind moving it, so I tightened the bolts up a little tighter at the top where it's mounted onto the house, and so I got to get a ladder to get up there to adjust it. Can't just do it from the ground. I've got another one that I had up that kind of came apart, and I have never got it taken down and put back together. Plus, I have a one I made up at one of our RV get-togethers for 2 meter Yagi that's made with tape measure. It's what you hold up yourself. When you hold up and point it wherever you want to go, whether you're talking to the satellite or whatever. But it worked real good. I couldn't hardly believe when we had a, where we could test it when we built the things. And they heat up your mic with the antenna on the handheld or something like that. And then you hooked up this Yagi, and we had down at the end of the room, we had a big meter that you could see their strength. And it was just a whole bunch better. And other than that, everything is going great here. And 73 to all, and we'll talk to you later. Back to you.
All right, Dick. Thank you very much for the update on your wife. Prayers for her recovery and wishing her a speedy recovery. I know she had a little bit of a setback there, but I'm very glad that you're there to take care of her. So good on you on that. Thank you. The antenna, if you need some help on that, why don't you ask myself or another club member to do that ladder work? You know it is. Maybe not good to be on a ladder. And the Takagi boy, those things are amazing. The students at the radio club at work are using Takagis for a fox hunt tomorrow night. And they're inviting the whole university to compete and play. And the prize are little plushy foxes. So they got these little stuffed foxes that apparently are going to have the transmitter strapped to them. And they're going to try to get some students interested in the club by doing a little fox hunting tomorrow night. So that's the big event going on at school with Tapiagis. They seem to really enjoy those. And yes, you're right. They work really, really well. Well, that's it. We're at the bottom of the list. Are there any new chickens for the net? Please call now. Hearing none, is there any further business or recheck for the net? Please call now. Hearing none, well, this will now conclude the net for April 22nd. We had a whopping 3 operators checking in. As a reminder, the next club meeting, I think, is... Oh, my goodness. Check your calendars. It's the second Tuesday of May. So we just had our meeting, and so please do. If you're listening in, we'd love to have you come visit. Please drop by. Find the information on our website at W8LAP, that's 8 Lima Alpha Papa
www.radiotalk.com for the details. Thank you for your participation. We wish everyone listening a good evening. We'll now return the repeater to normal use. This is NADLJN 73.
VHF hub connected to LaPierre VHF. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees.
KZKGO radio test on HD in the backyard. KZKGO.
You were rock solid. Full quieting.
Beautiful, and your audio is exceptional. So I think it's just where my van is parked. It's parked between the houses, and I got a DTE and a Comcast drop. So I'm probably just picking up EFI off of those lines.
Yeah, your struggle is not going to be to hear it, but if you can hear it, you can work it. That much you can rest assured. You can run around with an HD as well, just like I said, as long as you can hear it. So where are you now? I know you're in Memphis, but whereabouts roughly?
I'm so close I can spit on the water tower.
All right, so what is that about? I forget, 8-10 miles north of Richmond?
Yeah, it's about 10 miles north of Richmond, and I'm right off of M-19, like a block down.
Roger, good stuff. Yeah, we get that Mount Clemens worked out, and then should have pretty good coverage, and then get worn in. It should be pretty good. We'll have to see where we would need another receiver, if we would need one at all. Baby steps, man. All right, you sound real good. I'm going to get back to what I was doing here. W-8-F-U.
Copy that. Don't forget to check out the Fat Electrician on YouTube. Pretty good videos there. 73-KCKJO.
Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees.
Kilo, Charlie 8, Delta Zulu.
Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 55 degrees.